You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Caleb Williams, who caused a lot of hullabaloo leading up to last year's draft. Not as much as Shedeur Sanders, but there was plenty, as there was talk about him wanting part ownership and the franchise that drafts him, and he got the painted nails, and he said stuff like to the punter, we're not going to need you this year, all of these things. So he comes out, and the Bears don't have a good year. They fire the coach midseason. He shows flashes. Like, no one thought of him as a bust. They just looked, said, hey, he's a rookie. He's going through the stuff. He showed some really, really cool flashes. So an article comes out on ESPN.com, Seth Wickersham. And in this article, a couple of things were highlighted. One was that, according to Seth and his reporting, the Chicago Bears essentially did nothing to help his development, and he would sit and watch film by himself and have to figure out things by himself when the coaching staff wasn't around, which seems hard to believe, but that is what was reported in there. And then something even more interesting.
Oh, I thought the kid was so great he didn't need coaching.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah. But the other thing that was even more interesting was when they found out the Bears had the number one overall pick, that him and his dad were looking for ways to not have the Bears select him, even going as far as looking into what would have happened if he had gone to the UFL for a year to see if he would have been a free agent after that. However, that's not the way it works. He would have to go back into the NFL draft. Then they said that they wanted to get to the Minnesota Vikings somehow, but didn't think that the Bears and Vikings would make a deal because it was the NFC North and their rivals. And they were quoted as saying that Chicago is the place where quarterbacks go to die.
Okay, so a couple things. Number one, let's say he decided to go to UFL. Somebody in the NFL would have drafted him, just like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers drafted Steve Young when he went to the USFL. Mm-hmm. They just would have wasted like a fifth or a sixth round draft choice on him, and then he would end up going to that team. All right, so if all of this is accurate, which I don't believe it's all accurate, I'm sure there's some of this here that's a little bit embellished. But, you know, it sounds like his dad was trying to, you know, manipulate things around the draft. And, you know, and here's the thing. I was telling you this morning because we were discussing a little bit of this. I said, you know, when I was being drafted, and I can only go by my own personal experience, that I would have loved to have been drafted by a team like the Bears. I mean, this is a legacy football team. It's a legacy brand. And, you know, I know that they haven't had a lot of great quarterbacks throughout their years, and they haven't had one that had lasted there for 10, 12 years. But for me, like, that would have been I would have loved to have been drafted by the Bears. I would have loved to have been drafted by the Giants. I would have loved to have been drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, these are teams that when I was growing up, they were all great teams. They had great quarterbacks. They had success. The Bears had Walter Payton. You know, they obviously, when I was playing, they were really a good team under Mike Ditka and everything. But I don't know. There's something about a legacy franchise that you should want to play for, and you should, you know, this is kind of like what Shedeur Sanders is trying to do in Cleveland. Maybe we don't like the way I don't like the way he's going about it right now and being out there in everybody's face. But at least, you know, he is trying to turn around a franchise, or believes he can turn around a franchise that has been so dysfunctional for the last 20 years. Now, there was a time where the Browns really, truly were a great organization. Mm. You know, Marty Schottenheimer was there. They were winners. You know, Bernie Kosar was their quarterback. They were winners. They had Brian Sipe before him. So they had a lot of great players that went through there. So I think that Caleb Williams' father is completely devoid of reality. When you think about this, I think a lot of these kids and their parents are nowadays, and that the level of entitlement is breathtaking. And it's no wonder why he failed initially, and it's no wonder why the coach got fired. So now they go out and get an offensive coach in Ben Johnson. And you know what? Now it's on his ass. It's going to be on his ass to live up to these so-called lofty expectations that he has for himself and that his father has for his son.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, and I understand, you know, that there could be a discussion, hey, this is where quarterbacks go to die. Well, you know, go fix it. Be the reason that the team is going to turn it around and you be the player that you think you are. I mean, that's what I will give Shador. I will give him the credit because he thinks he's the player that's going to turn around a franchise.
Yeah.
But this whole thing is, you know, it's a really a bad look on Caleb Williams, on Caleb Williams' dad, you know, talking about contracts, wanting ownership of a team, you know. Well, your son hasn't done squat in the NFL yet.
Yeah, and if I'm a Bears fan, I try to get over this because he's on the team and you got Ben Johnson and you're excited. You were excited in the offseason. But, yeah, it would piss me off if I knew that the quarterback that I wanted, who is my quarterback now, didn't want to be here initially, and hey, him and his dad were finding a way to get out of here.
If any one of those guys on that list could have complained about where he was going, but thankfully they got a new owner, was Jaden Daniels going to Washington.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, you know, could you imagine if Daniel Snyder were still there and they were still stuck on that hamster wheel of turds thing that you often talk about?
Yeah.
I mean, he could have been screaming and yelling about going there.
Yeah, that's, you know, right.
The other thing, too, is like, I know that Eli and Archie Manning and Deion Sanders and Shador, everybody, and, you know, Carl Williams and Caleb Williams are all talking about, you know, manipulating the draft. Look, that happened one time, and it happened because there happened to be two great quarterbacks at the top of that draft that both of those teams were happy with acquiring. Mm-hmm. Phillip Rivers going to San Diego at the time, and Eli coming to the Giants. You know, that would be like Drake May being traded from the New England Patriots back to the Bears, and then Caleb Williams sent to the Patriots.
Yeah.
That's what that would be like. So this is apples to oranges when you're discussing these quarterbacks who don't want to go to certain places. And I would just tell them, you know, just keep your mouth shut. You're going into the greatest league that there's ever been for the sport that we all love. You're going to have a chance one day to make $500 million because guys like me and guys before me all went on strike so you could actually make more money. So keep your pie hole shut and go out and play football and earn your keep and earn your respect, as opposed to coming into the league like you're some sort of diva that, you know, paints his nails. I'm sick and tired of it.
You know what? Jesus, why are you throwing balls at Al because of it? He didn't do anything. He agrees with you. You remember there was a New York Post headline that said legendary New York talk show host slams Caleb Williams.
Right. He jumped. He was crying in the crowd. I mean.
Right. He wasn't going to make it here in New York.
I know. And Al was right. And now all this crap is coming out.
But did it need to? Like, I understand we're sitting here talking about it and it's a juicy story, but it's almost like. Like Caleb Williams is coming out of this thing looking terrible, and he did. He went out there and he played. He didn't bitch or moan. You know, he took the everything that you have to take as a rookie. They stunk. His coach got fired. Like, all that stuff's in the past, and it comes out now. It's like, it's just strange that now the fan base has got to look at him differently after that, because you never heard any of that.
Well, he's got to earn everybody's respect back now.
Yeah.
And, you know, his father could just pipe down and don't worry about your little son. Your little son will be just fine. He's, you know, he's made it to this point, and now he's got to earn the respect of everybody. And this actually just, you know, it takes it down a notch. I was a big fan of this kid.
Yeah.
And I told you, I thought he should have been number one. There was no question about that. But all this other crap that now is circulating around him in regards to, like, disrespecting a team or a league like this. And I understand that... you know, the players have gripes about contracts and things of that nature, and I stand with them in that regard, and they should fix some of these things that that are in place right now. But it's just such a bad look for this kid.
It is, and it really is unfortunate, because he might have, like, what he was thinking prior to the draft and all these things that are in this article, he may not be thinking now. He might have gotten the reality check that he needed last year. And now all the stuff, like, he should come out and be like, listen, man, I was wrong about all that stuff. Like, if any of it's true. And now I know. And I'm here, and I love it here. And I got my face kicked in last year as a rookie. And now I got a new head coach. We're ready to go to work. And I didn't know what I didn't know.
That's exactly right. I mean, we all get our faces kicked in when we first get there. Except for a very, very few players, like a Jaden Daniels or a C.J. Stroud, that just exceeded expectation. Well, I guess they lived up to the expectations, but even in my eyes, exceeded their rookie expectations, because what they were able to do without really ever doing it before, and did it with such a humble nature about themselves, that's the respect that you want if you're Caleb Williams.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. one connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.